Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, anyone who has ever had a small baby will know that poo quickly becomes central to the baby minding routine. And a new study claims that poo might not only be a sign of physical health, it might also indicate how smart your child is. On the line is Dr. Rebecca Nickmayer-Santelli from the University of North Carolina. Afternoon, Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by telling us about the study?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So we were interested in the question of whether the trillions of microbes that are living inside the human gut actually impact brain development and cognitive abilities in young children. The gut's actually, when you're born, it's primarily sterile. It doesn't have anything in it. Mm. But in the first year of life, it actually emerges to a kind of adult-like picture. So for this little study, we're looking at 89 kids. The parents collected fecal samples from the kids' diapers and sent them to us to look at which microbes were living in them. And then we looked at whether they were related to the kids' language skills, their motor skills, as well as some of their visual perception. And what we saw was that there were sort of three groups of kids, each defined by a different community of bacteria. And one of those communities was associated with better cognitive development actually a year later from when we measured the sample.
Are these bacteroids?
Yes, so that's a particular group that was elevated in the high-performing kids.
Right. Okay. Now, is there a causal link between these things? Perhaps is it correlation or whatever bacteria you're finding in the fecal samples, is this evidence of the brain development or is it affecting the brain development?
Yeah, so we don't know the answer to that question yet. So one possibility is that the bacteria are actually communicating with the brain, that they're releasing some kind of signal that changes how it develops across that year. The other possibility is it's kind of standing in for some other factor in their environment, you know, the kind of dietary nutrients they might be getting or the way they kind of interact with the environment around them.
So it could be situational, the rate of the development that's going on.
It could be. And we did look at a number of environmental factors that can influence the microbiome. So we did look at whether the kids were breastfeeding or not. Whether they'd been born by a C-section or not. And we did see that those things were related to what your microbiome looked like, but they didn't explain the relationship to the cognitive outcomes. But there are a lot of other factors that we haven't had a chance to look at.
Right. Factors such as what?
Well, things like the amount of, you know, stress that might be going on in the household. We didn't have detailed dietary information. So they're 1 year old, they're getting a diversity of different foods. But we didn't know whether they were, say, you know, eating a lot of fast food or, you know, whether they were primarily eating vegetables. So that we don't know.
Right. OK. But presumably, if it's up to the age of one, they're not eating a lot of burgers.
One would hope not. But, you know, 1 year have surprisingly varied diets. We have a new study going on now where we do much closer monitoring of the diet. And they're eating a lot of different stuff at once.
Yeah. The development of the biome, is that an ongoing process until they reach a certain age and then it becomes fixed, so to speak?
Yeah, that's a great question. So definitely the most important time in the establishment of the microbiome are those first 2 years. So you're born with essentially nothing in there. And in our study, actually by age one, they were already looking very adult-like for most of the kids. But your microbiome still changes throughout life depending on what you're doing. It can shift if you change your diet a lot. It can shift, obviously, if you're taking antibiotics and you kill off a whole bunch of the community. But it kind of resets to your core microbiome. So there's this idea that you kind of have this core community that's with you once it's developed.
Mm. So presumably, you know, in those first couple of years, baby's poo is providing a kind of a map of their development, not just mental, but physical as well, one assumes.
Oh, absolutely.
And so can physical conditions perhaps be detected at this stage?
Yeah, so we've primarily focused on cognitive outcomes, and we're starting to look at anxiety-related behaviors. And we actually look at the brains themselves with neuroimaging. But other groups have looked at the microbiome in relation to outcomes like asthma, diabetes. So it seems to have really broad effects on human health.
That's fascinating. Rebecca, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Dr. Rebecca Nickmayer-Santelli is an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Rebecca, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.